Good morning. Let's begin with prayer.
早晨好，让我们以祷告来开始。
Dear God, I thank you for this day.
亲爱的主，我们为今天感谢你。
I ask that as we study your word, that you will help us to understand and to apply it in our lives.
当我们学习你话语的时候，求你帮助我们能明白，也能应用在我们的生活中。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen. Amen.This morning, I am kind of giving an, I wanted to start by asking if there were any questions.
大家有什么问题吗？上周开始，就是我们有没有。
Sister Lay did not send me any, so I assume that maybe there were not.
因为我没有接到任何信息，我想是不是有没有问题。
So you will start the Q&A first and then go
yes.
to, okay.
Yeah, that's right.
I would like to know, the lesson sounds very personal.I mean the whole spiritual formation lesson. But we are in a community.
Okay.
So what does the community have to do with my spiritual formation?
Okay.
It's purely personal.
Okay.
灵命塑造，因为我们现在讲的都是比较个人化的，但是我们都是在一个社群里边。那这个社群跟我们的这个基督徒的这个个人的这个成长，个人的关系是怎么样的呢？
Good question.
很好的问题。
I actually, one of the lessons we're going to be doing is on Christian community as part of our spiritual formation.
以后我们会讲到就是说作为一个基督徒的这个群体对我们灵命塑造的重要性。
I think it's lesson 12 has, I'm going to talk about that.
就是在12课的时候我们会讲到。
But let me just say,I think it's important that we understand that we grow as a community.
就很重要的一点就是我们是作为一个群体来成长的。
In the 4th century and around that time,
大概是在公元四世纪的时候
there were people who they became known as the anchorites. They would leave society and go out into the desert.
他们当时有一群这样的叫 anchorites 也是这种修士似的他们就离开这个社会然后就是去外边就是过隐州的生活
with the idea if I can get away from everyone and live just me and God I can be holy
他们的想法就是说如果我可以离开人群然后呢只有我跟神那我就可以圣洁
but most of the church said no that is not the pathto holiness.
但是大多数的教会都说不是那样的那个不是通向圣洁的道路。
Martin Luther, for instance, pushed people to grow in communities.
比如说马丁路德他就很提倡说人们应该在这个群体中来成长。
John Wesley said, there is no holiness except social holiness.
约翰卫斯理说除了这种社在这种群体的这种社会的圣洁之外没有圣洁。
And what he meant was this.
他所要讲的是
There is no such thing as being holy if it does not happen in the context of society around me.
他的意思就是说如果你不是说圣洁是发生在你所生活的这样的一个社群中这样一个群体当中的除此之外你没有真正的圣洁。
I can have the most rigid life of spiritual practices.
我可以过一种非常就是很非常谨慎的非常严肃的这样的一个属灵的操练的生活。
But if I can't get along with other Christians,
但是如果我不能和周围的基督徒相处的话
I'm not holy.
我就不是圣洁的。
Now maybe that seems extreme.
那可能看到有点极端。
But remember, I defined holiness when we started this as being like Christ.
但是我们最刚开始讲圣洁，就讲了它的定义就是像耶稣，像基督。
And Christ, Jesus was able to get along with other people.
因为耶稣是可以跟周围人相处的很好的。
And so if I can't get along with other people, I'm not like him.
如果我不能跟周围的人相处的好的话不能跟周围人相处的话我并不像他。
When we talk about growing in Christian community, I'll tell you this.
当我们讲到说在基督徒的群体社群里边成长的时候
Our spiritual formation is a this relation to the community is a two-way street.
我们这个灵命的塑造呢，在这个社群里边其实是个双向的。
Other people in the church should be growing because of my influence.
因为我的影响，那在我这个社群里的，就是这个群体里的基督徒呢，他们应该也可以成长。
And I should be growing because of my interaction with others in the church.
因为我跟周围人的这个互动，那我应该也可以成长。
Largely, I hope that is positive.
我希望这种都是这种彼此影响都是一个正面积极的。
In other words,
换句话说
when I see the bright spirit and joyful spirit of a Brother Quincy,
当我看到周围弟兄啊或者姐妹的这种喜乐的这个灵的时候
that should inspire me to be more joyful. That's spiritual growth.
然后呢应该就在我这个属灵成长就是在喜乐方面能够成长。
So hopefully most of that influence in community will be positive.
所以呢希望就是在这个群体里面这个绝大部分的这个影响都是正面的积极的。
Now I won't put any name with my next part.
下一个部分呢我希望我就不会这个把人的名字放进去了。
But even the negative should inspire me to be more like Christ.
即使是这个这个消极的这个负面的东西你应该能够激励我更像基督。
Because when someone rubs me the wrong way,
因为有别人比如来碰触我的时候让我觉得不舒服的时候
it should be polishing me.
应该是在磨我
It should be teaching me how to interact with those who are different than me and who frustrate me.
然后我应该如何和那些跟我不同的让我觉得不舒服的人相处。
And aren't you glad I didn't put a name with that?
你们肯定很高兴我没有点说把谁的名字放进去。
All right, and we will talk about this more later. But
我们以后会细谈。
Anyone else?
还有别的问题吗？
他
的意思就是说，圣经上有很多很好的原则，但是我们好像没有说给出来很实际的解决问题的面对冲突解决问题的方式，比如说圣经上说，打你就是他让你走一里路你再走两里路然后你们要温顺向阳但是周围的可能就是你在狼群中那你如何来面对呢
I'm not an artist
我不是画家
I think that many of us miss something very important when we read the Bible
当我们读圣经的时候 很多时候呢我们就错过了圣经中一个很重要的东西
As you said, the Bible has many good teachings.
就像刚才这位弟兄说的，圣经上有很多很好的教导。
But many times we, this is supposed to be a Bible. I'm not an artist.
那个下面我画的那个是圣经。
We kind of block off our Bible reading as a certain part of our day.
然后我们常常就把说，哦，这是我读圣经的时间，我就是我这个一天中就这个时间读圣经。
And then all the rest of our day where we're with other people is entirely separate from what we read that morning in the Bible.
然后呢我们在一天中别的时间跟人打交道呢跟我们早晨读圣经的那个完全是分开的隔离的。
I have my religious life.
我有我的宗教信仰生活。
And I have my daily life.
我有我的日常生活。
Or real life.
或者我的真正的生活。
Over here is what I do at church and when I'm having devotions.
这边呢就是我去教会啊或者我灵修的时候。
And then here's what happens at school.
然后这个就是我在学校里。
At work.
工作场所。
With family.
跟家人在一起的时候。
And they're not related very much.
他们两者之间没有太多的联系。
And we forget that this book was written to be right here in the center of real life.
但是我们就是忘了其实这个圣经呢应该是他画了那幅图一群人中间应该是在我们的中心。
So you gave three great examples.
你给了三个很好的例子。
If I can remember the three you gave.
Return good for evil.
Return good for evil.
第一个就是说以善胜恶。
If someone slaps you,
如果有人打你的左脸,
turn the other cheek.
把你的右脸也给他。
Now, let me ask you a question.
我问大家一个问题。
When Jesus says that,
当主耶稣这样说的时候,
is he talking about religion Or is he talking about ordinary daily life?
当主耶稣讲这个的时候，他是讲到说是这个信仰，还是所想到的讲到了日常的生活？就是第二个，就是日常生活，主耶稣讲的时候。还有就是说，有的时候说是两方都涵盖了。
He is talking about how our faith, our religion, should impact our daily life.
主耶稣讲的是我们的信心，我们的信仰，我们的信仰是如何影响我们的日常生活。
And he is addressing their daily life.
他在对他们的在讲，其实是在讲到他们的，对着他们的日常生活讲的。
Because in their world,
因为在他们当时的世界，
if you wanted to give someone the supreme insult,
如果你想给一个人最大的羞辱的话，
this really wasn't primarily, I don't think about violence, that particular example.
我不觉得在这个里面讲到这个暴力。
If what you are saying is so foolish,
如果你讲的是特别的笨，特别的愚拙，特别的愚蠢，
that it's not even worth a response.
甚至都不值得给他回应他。
I just take my hand and slap you.
然后我就拿手这样打你一下，打你脸一下。
And I walk away.
然后我就走开了。
And if you are the one slapped,
如果你是那个被打的人，
your response is to slap back.
你的反应当然是打回去，也给他脸上打一巴掌。
Except that he says, no, that's not the way people in the kingdom work together.
但是主耶稣说，那个在神的国度里的人，他们彼此的反应不是这样的。
Now, other place he says, be wise as a serpent.
在别的地方，主耶稣说，你们要灵巧像蛇。
So if I have the opportunity to avoid that conflict, I should walk away.
所以呢，如果我有机会来避免那种冲突，那我就走开。
It's real life.
那是真实的生活，日常的生活。
But if I find myself unavoidably in that situation, as a member of God's kingdom, my response must not be, how do I get back?
然后呢，但是如果有时候你没有办法避免那种冲突的话，那我的反应应该不是说我怎么样能够打回去。
Going the second mile was real life.
就是说陪这个人走第二里路是真正的生活。
Can't believe I'm warm today.
我竟然没想到我现在竟然觉得有点热。
He's talking to Jews.
他是对犹太人讲的。
Who live in a country controlled by the Romans.
当时是这个犹太人是被罗马人所所统治。
One of the sufferings, I'll say, of the Jews.
这犹太人所要面临的一个苦难，一个
the loss of rights.
就是说他们失去了他们的主权嘛，他们是被人家统治。
Was a Roman soldier could grab any citizen, civilian, non-Roman.
就是这个罗马士兵呢，他可以抓任何一个不是罗马人的一个平民。
You.
你。
Carry my bag a mile.
帮我背着我的行李背走一里路。
He must, I'm on my way to school.
我说我要去上学呀。
I'll end up off the honor roll.
我要到最后我就被他要被点名被惩罚的。
Come.
然后士兵说过来。
And that Jewish person had no rights.
这个犹太人他是没有任何权利的。
To resist that.
他没有办法拒绝。
But then Jesus says something that their response would have been the same as yours and mine. That's not practical.
然后呢，犹太当时听到主耶稣讲到这些人的反应跟我们一样的，就说这根本不实际嘛。
He says, young man, here's what I want you to do.
说年轻人，我希望你这样做。
When you get to the end of that mile,
当你这一迈你走完了之后，
you say to that soldier,
你对那个士兵说，
I had to do that.
我必须得走一迈。
You made me.
因为你让我走。
But I'm a citizen of the kingdom of heaven.
但是我是天国的子民，天国的公民。
And my heavenly master says to me,
我天上的主人对我说，
that I must always do more than I am forced to do.
我必须要就是强迫逼要做比我被迫使做的更多。
So I'm going to go another mile.
所以我再帮你拿行李拿另外一里路。
Not because I'm forced.
不是因为我被迫使。
but out of love for my heavenly master.
而且出于对我天上的主人的爱。
That was real life.
那是真正的生活，日常生活。
Now, if you're like me and you're practical, you say that won't work.
如果你像我，你是很实际，你说这个行不通的。
They'll take advantage of you.
他们就会利用我。
You'll get cheated.
你就会被人欺。
And so that brings to the third example you mentioned.
然后就到了第三个你讲到的这个例子。
Paul says,
保罗说,
we are like sheep among wolves.
我们就像羊在狼群中。
Now, we often preach that and read that wrong.
我们经常的不管是读的还是讲的都是有些偏差的。
This is going to be a very discouraging part of the lesson.
这肯定是我们课上这个让人很伤气的一部分。
But don't blame me, he asked.
别怨我，因为是这个弟兄问的。
So, blame him. We read that verse.
我们就读到那句话。
And we think, oh, isn't this wonderful?
你说这个是不是很棒啊？
I'm going to be a sheep, and all those wolves are going to be standing out there, and they can't touch me.
然后我就像羊。然后呢，那周围都是狼，但是他们不能碰我。
Isn't that exciting?
那是不是很令人兴奋的，很棒的
？And sometimes that happens.
有的时候是的确是要发生的。
Sometimes God puts a fence around that sheep.
有的时候呢，神就在这个羊周围放了一个篱笆。
But I have some very bad news for you.
但是我给你有坏消息。
Most of the time when a sheep is surrounded by wolves.
通常的情况下，如果一个羊在狼群中
，the sheep does not survive.
这个羊都肯定是活不下来了
，right？
对不对？就成了那个狼的那个晚餐。
You see, God's primary concern is not my safety and comfort.
神最主要、最关切的不是说我的安全跟我的舒适。
My primary concern is my safety and comfort.
我最关切、最在意的就是我的舒适跟我的安全。
But his primary concern is accomplishing his purpose in me and through me.
但是神最关切、神最在意的就是通过我、在我里边成就他的旨意。
And sometimes that involves hurt and suffering.
有的时候这就包含受苦和伤害。
All of what we're talking about, what we've been talking about,
我们到现在一直谈的就是
is intended for the real world.
我们所讲的一切都是要用在我们真实的世界里的。
And sometimes it's difficult.
有的时候这个是很困难。
Some of you have heard me tell this.
有些人可能以前听过我讲。
But,I think I started to get a new picture of the relationship between what we believe in real life.
我开始对我们所信的跟真正的生活中，我慢慢的开始有一种新的一个认识，一个图片。
A university professor in China helped me to understand this.
有一位在国内的一个大学老师，他帮助我了解到这一点。
This was before I was doing anything of Bible teaching.
这是在我做圣经教导之前，这是很久以前了。
Back in the early 90s.
在九十年代初期。
I had gone to play a piano concert at a university in Yunnan province.
我在云南省的一个大学里边有一个音乐会。
And when I got to the campus, the political liaison officer met me.
然后呢，我一到校园，就有这个当地的这个保安就来见我。
I thought I was being honored. I found out later I was just being told what I'm allowed to do and not do.
然后刚开始我还以为他们什么特别好像给我尊荣，后来我发现他们其实是来告诉我你可以做什么，不可以做什么。
And we talked, and then he took me to meet the head of the university.
我们讲完之后，他就去，带我去见校领导。
And as we were talking,
在我们讲的时候呢
，he said, "Now you can be free to talk to the students about anything you want to, except politics."
他说，你跟学生呢讲什么都行，但是就是不能讲政治。
And I said, oh, that's fine.
我说没关系。
I said, I'm not interested in discussing politics.
我也不喜欢讨论政治。
I said, but I'm really thankful you told me this.
我很感谢你告诉我这些。
Because I said, I'm a Christian.
因为我是基督徒。
And I would like to be able to talk to them about my faith.
我想跟他们就是能讲到我的信仰。
And he said, no, no.
他说不行不行。
That's politics.
那是政治啊。
I'm not interested in
that. 我说不是，我对政治不感兴趣。
I finished my visit there.
然后我就是从那里访问，就是从那回来之后。
I started flying back home.
在我回程的那个飞机上。
And I am thinking about what he said.
我就在想他所说的。
Your religion is politics.
你的那个信仰就是政治。
And I'm thinking, no, it's not.
我说不是的。
On the plane, I was reading in the Bible and I was studying Philippians.
在我回程的路上，我在读圣经，我就读腓立比书。
Paul says, "You are to live as lights that shine in a dark world."
保罗说，你们在这个世代中好像明光照耀。
He says, "Your citizenship is in heaven."
说你们的这个公民权。你们的国籍是在天上。
And that's going to affect everything down here.
你是会影响你周围的每你所生活的。
And all of a sudden I stopped on that word citizenship.
我突然我就看到说那个国籍那个公民我就停下来这个词。
When you hear the word citizen,
当你听到这个公民的时候这个词的时候
do you think of politics or religion?
你听到公民或者国籍的时候你是想到政治呢还是想到信仰宗教信仰呢
Politics.
你肯定想到就是政治
，right？
对不对
？And it hit me.
然后这一下子好像让我一下灵光一现。保罗说的是
，If I live as I am called to live，
如果我像我被呼召的那样来生活
，it will affect everything I do。
那就会影响我所做的每件事情。
Which means,
就意味着
the political liaison officer at the university in Yunnan was right.
就是那个校领导那个保安是正确的。
To discuss my faith.
当你跟别人就是讨论你的信仰的时候。
By necessity includes everything in life.
这个你讨论这个信仰的时候这个应该是已经包含了你生活的方方面面。
And if you have a political philosophy that says the chairman is the supreme authority,
如果你的那个政治哲学给你的观念就是说，这个国家元首就是最终的权柄的话
，to say
就最高的权柄
that God's power and authority is higher.Than the parties is a political statement.
如果你说神的权柄跟神的权能是高于这个国家元首的话，那就是个政治问题了。
And Paul knew that very well.
保罗非常了解这一点。
Because no Christian was ever executed by Rome for being a Christian.
因为呢，罗马人呢，他不会说就是杀死一个基督徒，是因为基督徒说。
Rome guaranteed the religious freedom of her people.
这个罗马呢，保证呢，他的一个帝国的这些人呢，都是有宗教自由的。
You can go back and read it.
你可以去读历史。
They did not kill Christians for being Christians.
他们不是因为基督徒说，他是基督徒就杀害他们。
They killed them for politics.
他是因为政治杀害他们的。
Because.
因为。
Rome said you can worship whoever you want to.
罗马帝国就说，你们想敬拜谁都没关系。
As long as.
只要。
When you are done, I'm afraid I'm going to drag that.
当你这样子，你去敬拜完你的神之后。
You will say.
你要说，最后你要说。
Caesar is Lord.
凯撒是主。
Worship whoever you want to.
你想去拜谁都没关系。
As long as you recognize that ultimately Caesar is the final power.
但是让你最后只要你承认凯撒才是这个最终最高的权利。
Now, for 99.9% of the religions, that was perfectly fine.
对于 99.99% 的这个宗别的宗教来讲这都没有问题。
But for Christians,
但对基督徒来讲
it would not work.
对基督徒来讲这个行不通。
Because for Christians,
因为对基督徒来讲,
Jesus is Lord.
因为耶稣是主。
And Lord is not a religious term. It's a political term.
因为主呢不是一个宗教词语，而是一个政治词语。
Lord means the ultimate authority.
这个主就意味着个最终级的权柄。
So how many lords can you have?
那你能有多少主呢？
One.
只能有一个主, 一个主。
You can't have two lords.
你不可能有两位主。
You can only have one ultimate authority.
你只能有一个最终级的权柄。
Caesar, Rome said.
那个罗马帝国说，罗马说。
Caesar fits there.
他说这个最终的权柄是凯撒。
And then all your other gods.
你别的神。
Dionysus, Apollos.
不管是说政治各方面的这个宗教。
Jesus.
耶稣。
All of them are here.
他们都是在这凯撒之下的。
And the Christian said no.
但是基督徒说不是这样的。
Jesus is Lord.
耶稣是主。
And Caesar goes here.
但是凯撒在他之下。
Romans 14.
在罗马书第14章。
Or 13, I'm sorry.
13或者14章。13章。
You are to obey Caesar.
他说你们在上，你们要顺服在上有权柄。
In everything.
在每件事情上。
Until he conflicts.
直到他跟
Jesus.
耶稣这样有冲突的时候。
If you don't like the law, you're still supposed to obey it.
即使你不喜欢那条法律，你还是去顺服。
Unless it denies the law of Jesus.
除非这个法律呢是要求你否认耶稣。
Peter says, pray for the emperor.
彼得说为这个在上的为这个皇帝祷告。
That's Nero.
你知道当时那皇帝是尼鲁吗？
Honor him.
就是要尊荣他。
But he's under Jesus.
但是他是在耶稣之下。
Later in the second or third century.
大概到了公元第二世纪还是第三世纪的时候。
One of the early church fathers wrote this.
一位早期的教父写到这样写道。
As Christians, we honor the emperor.
作为基督徒，我们会就是会尊荣尊重这皇帝。
By praying for him.
就是我们怎么来尊荣他呢？就是为他祷告。
By obeying him.
我们也顺服。
And then he said something that.Is very interesting.
然后他又说了一个很有趣的事情。
And by disobeying him,
也是通过不听他的。
When his law conflicts with God's law,
因为当他的法律跟神的律法是相违背的时候。
Because the only way we can truly honor him is by honoring God.
我们唯一能够真正这个就是尊敬这个皇帝的方式就是来尊荣神，来尊敬神。
So you are right.
所以呢，你是对的。
The commands of Scripture, the teaching of Scripture,
在圣经中的这个教导，这个吩咐
can be difficult.
可以是很难的。
But I think that it very much addresses the difficulties we face.
但是这个就讲到了我们所面临的难处。
If we read it in the right way.
如果我们是按照一个对的方式来读。
And that is, don't read it, this is my world, and over here is the Bible.
不是说把这个圣经跟你真实的生活、日常的生活隔离分开。
You know, I've come to realize,
我就逐渐意识到,
no matter how much we read the Bible, go to church and pray, we can still have that mindset.
不管说我们读多少圣经，我们来教会多少次，我们怎么样祷告，我们可能还是有那种心态，那种想法。
You might be a person who says, I live my real life.
你可能可以说我的这是我的真实的生活，我日常的生活。
And then I spend 2 minutes reading a Bible verse before I go out the door.
但是我在出门之前，我花两分钟读一句圣经。
And the Bible does not impact your real life.
这个圣经不影响我真正的生活。
You know what I have come to realize?
我就意识到怎么样呢？
I meet people who this part of their life is 3 or 4 hours a day.
这个人呢，他每天花3到4个小时来读圣经。
They are very, very religious.
他们非常的好像，怎么说呢？好像很宗教化，好像很有信仰。
But it's still separated from the rest of their life.
但是呢，还是他们实际的生活还是跟他所读的圣经是分开的、隔离的。
If you spend 5 minutes in the Bible and 23 hours and 55 minutes living differently,
如果你花五分钟来读圣经，但是剩下的23小时55分钟都不一样的话，
you are not living out the principles we've been talking about.
你就没有再活出来我们所讲的这些原则。
But here's what might surprise you.
但是有另外一种呢
If you spend 6 hours a day studying the Bible,
如果你一天六个小时读经祷告
and 18 hours living your own life and don't apply those, you also have failed.
然后呢剩下的18个小时你过你自己的生活也没有把圣经应用到你的生活中你仍然是在这方面是失败的直接
Here is the challenge for every one of us.
这个就是我们每一个人都要面对的挑战。
So I have those conflicts in this world that you're talking about.
所以我们有这个在现实生活中所面临的这些冲突。
And I want to have my devotions.
我也想有我的这个灵修时间。
And then I want to go find my solution to those conflicts.
然后呢，我也想要有，就是说面对这些冲突，有我自己的一个解决之道，解决的方法。
Living as the people of God.
作为神的子民来生活。
Means I look at those conflicts.
就是说我有这些冲突我看到这些冲突
through the lens of scripture
是通过圣经通过这些经文的这个眼光这个角度来看这些冲突
and all of this becomes one thing
所以呢你的那个读经你的圣经就成为你真实生活中的一部分
what Paul calls the mind of Christ
这就是保罗所说的以耶稣基督的心为心
Let this be in you that was in him.
就是让在他里边的也成为在你里边的。
Now that is a powerful truth because the mind of Christ is not a book on a bookshelf.
然后呢这个是个非常有能力的这样一个 真理。因为耶稣基督的这个心思不是就是 一本书架上的书。
Paul says,
他的态度
it's supposed to be here.
那耶稣基督的这个心意他的心态应该在我们的头脑中在我们的心里边
So that how I respond to a situation is guided by the way Christ thinks
所以呢我们在一个环境中如何反应应该是被耶稣基督的思想所来引导
Because I have saturated myself with his way of thinking
因为呢我已经让自己就是沉浸在他的思想他的心态他的想法当中
to the point
到了一定到了这个程度
where I'm in 11th grade 12th grade
我是在就是像里面这个在11年级的
and my classmate insults me
我的同学呢就是给我难看
and my response becomes what Christ's response
我的反应就是会像耶稣基督的反应
Not because I say, wait right there, please.
我不是在那等着说，等一下让我。
I need to run and find my Mind of Christ book and look it up.
我应该去找这个耶稣基督的心这本书来读一下。
475 responding to classmates' insults.
然后呢，哦，第475条如何来面对这个同学给的这个难堪？不是这样的。
I am learning to think like he thinks.
我要像他那样的来思想。
And my response becomes his response.
那我的反应呢，就像主耶稣的反应。
I'm at work.
我上班的时候。
And my boss tells me to lie to the customer.
我的老板让我对这个顾客撒谎。
Fortunately, I work at a church that doesn't happen.
感谢在教会里是没有这种情况的。
But for some of you, it does.
但是可能有的人在工作岗位中的确会面临这样的情况。
Paul says,
保罗说
As I grow in his image,
当我在他的基督耶稣的形象上成长的时候
I reach a point, I don't have to say, hold on boss, I need to step outside and look it up in my Mind of Christ book.
说你不是说老板等一下我得出去找一找这个基督的心里面是怎么讲的。
Respectfully,
就是很尊重。
I have to remind my boss.
就是带着一个很敬重的态度，我要提醒我的老板说
，I can't do that.
我不能这样做。
As much as I respect you,
虽然我很尊重你
，I have a higher boss.
我有一个更高位的一个更大的老板。
And he says, that is not the way I live my life.
那个不应该是我生活的一种方式。
I think our world is very, very close to the world of the New Testament.
我觉得我们现今的世界跟新约时代的世界是很接近的。
And so the New Testament is written for us.
所以呢，这个新约是写给我们的。
But again, it means we will be like sheep among wolves.
但是这又意味着我们就好像羊在狼群中。
This week I got an email from a friend who is a missionary in Finland.
我就是这个星期呢，我有一个在芬兰的朋友，他是宣教士，他给我发了一个电邮。
Telling me about a pastor who is on trial and faces, I think he said up to 7 years in prison.
然后呢，就是有一位牧师呢，他就是被判决，就是他有一个这样的审判，好像被判了7年。
Not for marching in the streets.
不是因为他在街上抗议。
Not for protesting against the government.
也不是抗议政府。
But for saying this is what the Bible teaches on an area of moral truth.
而是他就是说，圣经是在这个道德上的真理是这样教导的。
He's a sheep.
他是羊。
He's surrounded by wolves.
他就是被狼所环绕。
And there is nowhere that guarantees that he'll win.
这里就是说，好像没有这个保证说他会在这场官司中他会赢。如果他输的话 ，so if he loses, he will be sentenced for 7 years, right? 如果他要是这个他就是这个官司，如果告他对方赢的话，就是他如果输了这个官司，他又被判7年。
I think it's seven.
Seven years. Yeah.
Does that answer it all?
这有没有回答？
Not a happy answer, is it?
不是一个令人高兴的、令人开心的答案，对吧？
But it is a happy answer.
但是实际上，这是一个应该令我们开心、令我们那个高兴的答案。
Because let me tell you something that is so important.
让我告诉你，就是说一个非常重要的事实。
And I realize I've gotten away from lesson seven.
我知道我已经那个都没有讲，我们进入到我们今天的课。
Let me tell you something that I think is very important to remember.
让我就是告诉大家，我们觉得一个你需要记住的很重要的事情。
I'm not an expert, but I've read a lot about the history of the church.
虽然我不是这个专家，但是我读了很多关于教会历史的书籍。
And the times that the church has been most powerful in changing the world.
就是。教会是在最强有力的改变这个世界的时期，就是
has not been
不是
when everyone honored the church
不是说社会上的世界上的每个人都很高抬教会。
The times when the church has had the most impact on the world
教会在世界上有最大影响的时期，就是
has not been when the bishops were rich
不是说这个主教都很富有。
And everyone bowed as a pastor walked down the street.
牧师一走过街头，大家都鞠躬。
The times when the church has been most powerful.
教会在世界上最强有力的时期。
Has been when they were being killed.
就是他们被杀害的时候。
When it was illegal for them to speak.
就是当你要是这样的公开的讲道是非法的时候。
And when everyone hated them.
当周围的人都憎恨他们的时候。
Now, part of me says,
然后我里边的有一部分就想说
I like comfort.
我喜欢这种舒服。
I don't want opposition.
我不想面对这种阻挡反对。
But another part of me says,
但是我里边的另外一部分又说
I want God to have His, accomplish His purpose in our world.
我想神在这个世界成就他的旨意。
I've told you the last three years ago when I went to India.
我告诉过大家三年以前我去印度的时候。
The region of India that the church is growing the fastest.
在印度就是那个这个基督教就是基督信仰成长最快的一个地区就是。
Is an area that has had a great number of martyrs in the last year.
就是那个地区是在过去二十年的殉道士是最多的。
And that is true all over the world.
这个在全世界各地都是这样的。
Right now, the church in Iraq is growing faster than it has grown in decades, or in centuries.
然后呢，现在是在伊拉克呢，这个教会的成长是超过过是最快的成长，超过过去几个世纪。
More Muslims have come to Christ in the last 40 years than have come in 1400 years before that.
在过去 you mean the 40 years, more than 1400 years. 就是在过去40年有这个穆斯林归信主的人呢超过过去1400年。
But it has come through terrible, terrible persecution.
但是这一切都来自于非常可怕的非常大的这种逼迫。
And so we are not called to live comfortable lives.
所以我们不是被呼召要过一个很舒适的生活。
And yet as we live this life,
但是当我们过今世的生活的时候
God uses it to impact our society.
神用我们来影响我们的社会，影响我们的周围。
All right, any other question?
还有别的问题吗？
Okay. Let me at least start lesson 7.
起码让我开始第七课。
We have to quit by 10 after because we have, to the music this morning. I have to have Quincy.
Yeah, 我们只有十分钟的时间，因为
Let me at least get lesson 7 started.
起码让我开始第七课。
I wanted this morning to kind of lay the framework for what we're going to be doing.
所以我今天早上就是想把我们的要讲的呢放一个框架。
We're going to be talking for several weeks about what's usually called spiritual disciplines.
我们会下几个星期呢都是会讲到这个属灵的操练。
Or I prefer spiritual training.
或者我说是属灵的锻炼。
Because for most of us, discipline is a very negative term.That means, you know, being punished for something.
因为他讲了这个英文用的这个 discipline 这个词呢，有时候我们翻译成那个管教，常常是跟负面的意思，就是好像你要被管、被责备似的。
And so when we hear spiritual discipline, we think of a monk in the Middle Ages.
所以我们一听到这个管教、这个属灵的操练，就想到中世纪的修士。
Who lives on bread and water?
就是天天只吃面包喝水。
Wears a hair shirt.
然后呢就是穿了头上戴的这样的一个披着头
And whips himself.
然后没动不动拿鞭子抽自己。
That's not how the Bible is talking when it talks about spiritual discipline.
当圣经讲到这个属灵的操练的时候属灵其实不是这个意思。
1 Timothy 4.
在提摩太前书第四章。
Have nothing to do with irreverent, silly myths.
他说你们
Verse 7.
四章七节说 First Timothy 4:7
Yes
叫弃绝那世俗的言语和老妇荒谬的话
Rather train yourself for godliness
在敬虔上操练自己
For while bodily training is of some value
操练身体益处还少
And hear this phrase Godliness is of value in every way
但是呢唯独敬虔凡事都有益处。
It holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come.
已有今生和来生的应许。
Which brings me back to our brother's question.
然后我们回到刚才所问的问题。
Do you hear what Paul is saying?
你听到保罗所讲的吗?
This is what Paul is not saying.
保罗没有说。
The spiritual life is a life that you live over here.
这个属灵的生活呢不是说你是在那个地方过的生活。
And it won't work in this world.
但是在这个世界上是没法儿
行动的。But that's okay.
但是没关系。
Because you'll go to heaven.
因为你会去天堂。
And it'll be worth it.
那是很值得的做出来这个。
Have any of you ever thought about the Christian life kind of that way?
有没有什么人想的
Being a Christian means I'm going to be miserable now, but it's okay because I'll go to heaven and it'll be
有没有人觉得说哎呀基督徒就意味着我今生过的生活都很难受但是没关系因为最后我能上天堂。
No one ever thought that?
有没有人这么想的
I did.
我是这么想的。
That's kind of what I heard.
这起码是我好像过去听到的。
It'll be terrible down here.
我们在这个世界上生活得很苦。
But then you get to play a harp for millions of years.
但是呢，到了天堂，你就弹竖琴弹一百万年。
Paul says something much different.
但是保罗所讲的是很不同的。
He says,
他说
，Godliness is a value in every way.
但是保罗说，敬虔是在你生活的方方面面都是很有价值的。
For the present life,
是有今生的应许
and also for the life to come,
和永世的应许和来生的应许
In other words,
就是换句话说
what we were just talking about,
我们刚才所讲的这一切
are there costs? Yes.
是不是要付代价呢？是的。
But in this life,
但是在今生
your marriage is going to be a happier marriage.
你的婚姻会更幸福。
If you live according to Ephesians 5 and 6, what Paul writes about marriage.
如果你能够活出来保罗在以弗所第五章六到十二节所讲描述的关于婚姻的如果你照那个原则来生活的话
In this life,
在今生
your relationships are going to be better if you apply the book of Proverbs to those relationships.
如果你把箴言应用在你和周围人的关系中那你的今生你跟周围人的关系也会更好，你也会活得更开心。
Paul says,
保罗说
，You don't have to just wait for heaven.
你不需要在那等着，就是上天堂。
This is for this life.
这一切都是也是为了今世的生活。
But he says, train yourself for godliness.
但是他说呢，你要在敬虔上操练。
It's an athletic term.
这个。操练它实际上这个练习呢是一个体育名词
It is discipline
就是说你要训练你自己
Now here's what I want you to understand this morning before we get started into these lessons
就是我们要开始这些课之前我想大家明白的是
I think many people think that spiritual discipline
很多人想到这个属灵操练就觉得
And when I talk about that I'm talking about Bible reading
当我讲到属灵操练，就包括有读圣经
，Bible memory，
背圣经
，prayer，
祷告
，fasting，
禁食
，sacrifice，
牺牲
，worship，
还有敬拜
，fellowship with other believers，
然后跟弟兄姐妹的这个交通
，confession，
忏悔
，all of these spiritual disciplines，
所有这一切这个属灵上的训练。
Some people think, okay, I do those things and now I've earned points with God.
有些人就觉得说哦我这样做我就从神那儿挣分了得分了。
That's not what Paul teaches at all.
那完全不是保罗教导的。
Those disciplines
这些训练
help me to be in the place where I can accept and understand and appreciate and receive God's grace being poured into my life.
我这些呢是把我自己放在一个处境中，让我更能够知道说神对我生命的恩典。
You see, let me ask you a question.
让我问大家一个问题。
If you want to compete in the Olympics,
如果你想去参加奥运会比赛
，How much time must you spend each day? Exercising, running, lifting weights, whatever.
就是你要每天花多少时间，你要 every day or every week. 就是说你每天要花多少时间，就是去跑，去训练自己的体能。
A lot.
Every day.
So if you do it a lot,
如果你只是说很多时间这样做，不做很多
，you'll now get in the Olympics, right?
你现在就去参加奥运会了。
No.
不能，你参加不了奥运会。
Not necessarily.
不一定。
You may do it a lot and still not be in the Olympics.
你可能就做了很多，但是你还是没法参加奥运会。
The training does not earn you a place in the Olympics.
你的这些训练并不是就让你就能赢得，就给你赚得一个参加奥运会的这个资格。
But the training does put you in a place to compete.
但是呢，这个训练会帮助你到一个位置，你可以。
The training is necessary, but it is earning a place in the Olympics.
这个训练呢是必要的，但是它并不能就是赚得你能够进入奥运会的资格。
Let me try to give you what I mean.
我想给大家讲一点。
How much time do you need to spend each day praying and reading the Bible in order to hear God speak to you?
你一天需要花多少时间读经祷告，以至于你可以听到神对你说话呢？
Each day?
Yeah, each day. 就是每一天。有一个姐妹说大概是25到30分钟。
25 minutes, 30 minutes?
It depends on when God wants to speak to you.
Okay. 另外一弟兄说，就看神什么时候想对你说话。
Could be 1 minute, could be 25,
okay.
An hour.
他说，或者是1分钟，或者25分钟，或者1个小时。
Spending time reading the Bible,
就是花时间读圣经，
is not gaining some kind of points.
不是说从神那得分得积分。
Where I can say, okay, God.Time's up.
我跟你说，哎，神啊，时间到了啊。
I am now holy.
我现在就圣洁了。
No.
不是的。
But let me tell you.
但是我告诉你。
This is how God speaks to us.
神是怎么对我们说话，通过圣经对我们说话的。
Last week, I read, saw a little, cartoon.
上个星期呢，我看了一个卡通片，一个小卡通片。
Someone is standing there with their Bible.
有个人站在那儿的那个胳膊里还加了本圣经。
God, please speak to me.
神啊，请你对我说话吧。
And God says,
神说
I'm trying.
我在努力的，我在想听你说话呀。
This is where he speaks.
这是神就是用这本圣经对我们说话的。
And so I don't earn anything when I read this.
所以当我读圣经的时候，我并不会就得了挣得什么积分。
But when I read it, I am opening myself.To hear his voice.
但是当我读神的话的时候，我就把自己敞开，让我能够听到神的话语。
It may come quickly, it may come slowly.
也许很快神的话，也许会很比较慢。
But I am putting myself in a place to hear him.
但是我把自己放在一个能听到他话语的一个位置，一个处境当中。
I realize I'm becoming like other old men.
我现在觉得我就像别的老人家了。
But please forgive me.
请原谅。
From about 7 to 9 every evening has been the hardest time for me these last 3 weeks.
这过去三个星期，从傍晚7点到9点是我一天中最难过的时光。
Because most evenings from 7 to 9 after supper.
通常呢，就是晚饭之后7点到9点。
After my kids were grown.
当我的孩子长大之后，离开家以后。
I said to my son, "Well, you're not using your room. We might as well."
然后我就说儿子啊你现在已经不用你的房间那我们就可以去你的房间。
I put 2 recliners in there.
所以我就在那儿放了一个这样的一个摇椅。
And almost every night.
所以每一个晚上呢基本上。
So I would sit there for 2-3 hours.
我跟我太太就在那里坐2到3个小时。
Usually I would have my computer studying.
然后呢我就会把我的这个电脑也放在那儿我在那儿有学习。
She would do her thing.
然后呢她做她的事情。
And we were just together.
我们就是在一起。
There were times where probably we didn't say 2 sentences the whole 2 hours.
有时候在2个小时之内，我们甚至连2句话都说不到。
But we were there.
但是我们在一起。
And sometimes,
有的时候
one of us would say, listen to this.
然后有一个人会说，哎，你听听我读的这个。
And we would talk the whole time.
然后我们就整个时间都在一起谈话。
And I have found I miss that time more than any other part of the day.
所以呢我对那段时间的思念呢是超过对任何那个一天的这个思念。
But here's why I'm telling you this.
我之所以告诉大家。
Not just to be a sentimental old man.
不是成为一个很伤感的一个老人家。
I wasn't always like that.
我并不总是像那样子。
Most of my life I wasn't like that.
绝大多数我的生命中不是像那样的。
I assumed if she needs to tell me something, she can tell me as I'm walking past.
然后我就总是觉得说，如果她需要告诉我什么，那我过来的时候她就告诉我就是了。
But communication doesn't work like that.
但是彼此之间的交流不是那样的。
Man, this is important for you.
就是先生。
Communication doesn't work like that.
这个彼此之间的交流不是这样的。
If you're going to communicate with your wife, you have to spend time with her.
如果你想跟你的太太有交流的话，你要花时间跟她在一起。
And some of that time is what we as task-oriented men consider wasted.
作为我们有这个目标导向的人来觉得，有时候你觉得这个花时间就是浪费时间。
Because we sit there and nothing happens.
因为你坐在那了，什么都没发生。
I could have done a bunch in these 2 hours.
我这两个小时可以做很多事儿啊。
But that wasted time.
但是那个浪费的时间
opens the door.
但是就
for the communication.
就是打开了让我们可以交流交通的这个门。
Brother Quincy is reminding me I'm supposed to go practice.
这个弟兄告诉我说我得赶快跟他练歌了。
But do you understand the application here?
大家了解到这个其中的应用了吗？
If I'm going to hear God's voice,
如果我要想听到神的声音,
I'm going to have to set aside some time.
我必须得专门拨出来一段时间。
And sometimes,
有些时候,
now I have friends who are preachers who don't think this.
当然我的有的朋友是牧师，他们不同意这一点。
But I'm the one teaching right now, so I'll say it.
但是因为现在是我讲，所以我要这样说。
Sometimes,
有的时候,
I spend time in His Word.
我花时间在他的话语上,
and nothing happens.
什么都没发生,
I just do it.
我就这样做。
But if I don't build that habit,
但是如果我不养成那个习惯的话,
that habit won't be in place for the other times where I'm reading and something just slaps me in the face and I say, wow,
但是,
I never knew that.
如果我没有那个习惯的话，就不会说有的时候突然读到神的话，好像神就在我眼前一亮，说：“哎呀，我说我怎么以前都完全没有看到这一点呢？”
So what we're going to be talking about is how we build those habits.
所以我们要讲的就是我们如何来养成这些习惯。
The athlete who runs every day.
就是那些运动员天天的跑步锻炼身体。
The pianist who practices every day.
就是那个钢琴，钢琴家天天要练习。
The husband who listens every day.
这个先生天天听自己的太太。
So that
以至于
those moments of wonderful growth can happen.
以至于那些奇妙的可以成长的时刻可以发生。
They don't happen unless we're there.
除非我们在那里，我们花时间，不然它是不会发生的。
They don't happen by accident.
它不是就是这么碰巧偶然的。
So Paul says to Timothy,
所以保罗对提摩太说,
you're pastoring in Ephesus.
你作为在这个以弗所的牧师,
you're going to be busy.
你会很忙。
Make sure you set aside time to train yourself for God.
所以你要确定你自己拨出来时间，要在敬天上来训练自己。
Because that's the only way you're going to grow in the image of Christ.
那是唯一的，你可以在基督的形象上成长的。
All right, I must train myself to practice with brother.
我现在必须得放掉我自己，得去跟练歌去了。
We will continue this next week.
我们下个星期来继续。